Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to the Laxworm Radio Experience. I am your host for tonight's show, Dan Powell, and you're listening to Laxville Live. Got a great recap show of everything happening in the MCLA from this last weekend. Lots of great action on the MCLA Division 1 side. Action-packed Saturday and Sunday on the Division 1 side. We'll get a quick recap of the Division 2 side as well as that is getting underway. Lots going on. If you guys want to chime in, guys won a big game this weekend, saw a good game from the stands, want to rant about anything, give us a call. Call-in number is 347-826-9095. And again, the guest call-in number is 347-826-9095. Well, now that we finally got the MCLA season underway, 2 weeks under our belts already, the MCLA Division II side is just a little bit slow getting started, especially up in the north. Still rather cold up here in the Midwest. I know today, I think we had a wind chill of about 10 to 15 below zero, something around there. A little chilly out up here in the north. It's a little bit difficult to get a good lax game going. But the Division II side is going to get things underway here within the next 2 weeks for sure. But that weather in the north is definitely not stopping any of the MCLA Division I teams as they have gotten into full swing over the last 2 weeks. Fighting action last week, as we talked about. And some good games on the docket again this last Saturday and Sunday. Teams wasting no time getting into early season big game matchups and early season rivalries. We head over to the University of Iowa in the bubble. Got Iowa taking on Miami of Ohio in a nail biter there. Iowa takes that 13-11. Good to see the Hawkeyes continuing to build that program. They've got a young program, but those Hawkeyes are looking to compete. And I know they earlier on in the week they played the University of Minnesota very, very well. Followed that game closely from home here and gave the Gophers all they wanted, coming up just short in the end. Defending national champion Colorado Buffaloes have a close game against Wolves. Win that 9-5, but very, very close over at the pitch in Canyon, Texas. Buffalo's getting some early season diversity that they had to face there against the Huskies. Hellberg had 19 saves in that for Connecticut. An outstanding game, continuing to show that that program is for real up in the Northeast. Nebraska gets a nice win over Regis, 10-9 in a close one. It's always good to see that Husker program growing more and more every year. Georgia Tech and Florida, it's always a good football rivalry. The Yellow Jackets win that one easily, 15-3. Going down the docket here. At Claremont and UNLV, the Running Rebels getting in the win column, 14-10, had a huge game from Harrison Kruger, Centennial High School, the senior, having a monster game against Claremont. Put up 4 goals, 3 assists. Jimson again, he has another big game, top four of the Running Rebels as well. 6 goals, 2 assists. Running Rebels are definitely off on the right state in Washington State. A couple of Pac-10 foes going at it. Beavers take that one easy, 19-3. Over to University of Washington. They take on Boise State. Boise State continues their success early on in this season, beating the Huskies 18-6. That's up at University of Washington. And in a great game, anybody had a chance to see this game live, why don't you chime in? Give us a call here out on the studio line, 347-826-9095. Curious about your comments on this game, Sonoma State and Chapman. This is at Chapman Stadium in Orange, California, and Sonoma State giving Chapman all they can handle. Chapman comes out of it 7-6, but wow, what a game. Sonoma State just coming right out of nowhere. Zach Urbany in net for Sonoma and just played absolutely phenomenal. Goals against average, just played absolutely outstanding. That's coming off a big win at Texas, 18-5. So Sonoma State trying to prove that they're the real deal. We'll see how far goaltender Zach Urbany can lead them this season. But wow. Again, if anybody was at that game, love to have you chime in and give us your thoughts on that very game. Going back to the pitch in Canyon, Texas, Texas State and Colorado State go head-to-head. Colorado State takes that one 8-2. Checking out some of the scores here. Brian Taggart of the Rams had a nice game. Young sophomores got 6 goals and 4 assists already in this early season. Rams are going to be looking to some of this young talent to get them back into the national turning into that national championship game. I know that's the Rams' goal for this year, is to get back to the top and bring that national title back to Fort Collins, Colorado. Moving over to Tucson, Arizona, the Wildcats at home versus San Diego. Arizona wins that easy, 16-6. Going over to Cal Berkeley, a good battle of California State schools. California tops Santa Barbara 10-8. Moving over to College Station, down in Texas, Texas A&M Aggies take on Houston in a pretty good game there. Aggies win 20-14. Got a great game here, too. Anybody who was in Lynchburg, Virginia this last weekend to check out Davenport and Liberty, love to hear your thoughts on that game. Liberty is a Division II MCOA transport. They're doing great things over there, a very popular program to watch and follow. Personally, love what they're doing, love the jump they made. Actually, they get a big win here over Davenport, 13-9. Had a huge game from attackman Ryan Miller at Annandale, Virginia. They just would not have won this game without Miller's big game. 7 goals, 1 assist. Just a huge game. I mean, over half the scoring production for the Flames in that game. Davenport just did not have an answer for Miller, and his dominance proved to be too much to handle for Davenport to handle in the end. And you've got San Diego State and USC rounding out the final game on Saturday from Comwell Field in Los Angeles. Aztecs take that one 10-5. A very exciting first round of games on Saturday in MCLA Division I. Fun to see some of those up-and-coming teams, University of Iowa getting a win. You look back at Georgia Tech and Florida, a nice SEC matchup for the Yellow Jackets, that great game out in Orange, California between Chapman and Sonoma State. A lot of fun games to watch. Make sure you start following some of these teams as the season starts to move along, because it is going to get exciting very, very fast here, folks. Moving on, checking some more scores here to get you recapped. Going on here, Sonoma State continues their nice run with an 18-5 win over Texas. Sonoma State just proving that they want to be in that national contender talk, beginning to start the season off on the right foot. They had a tough loss to Dominican right away, 14-12. And then they beat the tough Simon Fraser team, 11-8. Take it to Texas, 18-5. Tough schedule coming up for Sonoma. Run into Colorado State and Colorado back-to-back. And then they run into Cal Poly and Stanford to round out the end of the regular season. But what a start for Sonoma State. They're a team you guys are going to want to. Definitely very, very exciting and fun to watch, up-and-coming team. Going over to Moscow, Idaho. Oregon State and Idaho go at it. The Beavers come out again on top over the Vandals, 19-7. Ole Miss gets a win over Louisiana Lafayette. Raging Cajuns, who's a close one there, 8-7. Going over to Salt Lake City, Montana Grizzlies get on the Utes, and the Grizzlies get a nice 12-8 victory. Good to see Montana back on the winning path. They're a Division II transfer up to Division I. MCLA level within the last couple of years. They were very, very dominant on the MCLA Division II side for many years. They beat my Johnnies in the national championship game, I think, in 2010, 15-8 or 15-7, something like that. So great to see Montana Grizzly program continuing to grow and do good things. Stanford beats Santa Barbara 8-5 in a close rivalry game down in Coral Gables, Florida, University of Miami and Florida State. Not much defense in this game, folks. Florida State takes it 23-14, led by a big game from a Pac-Man, Will Goodman. My goodness, 5 goals, 4 assists for the economics major out of Oviedo High School in Winter Springs, Florida. Boy, you talk about goaltending nightmare. Boy, 23 big ones. Goals coming just from all over the place. Oswald from Miami still makes 20 saves, even though he gave up 23 goals. So we saw a lot of rubber Oswald did. So despite the scoreboard does not reflect on how well he played in net for the Hurricanes. South Florida and Florida Gulf Coast going at it in Tampa. Florida Gulf Coast coming out on top there, 12-8. Good to see that program continuing to do good things. Colorado State, again, goes at Connecticut, 5. Oklahoma takes on Southern Miss in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners get a 15-8 win there. MCLA Division II transfer team Utah Valley State gets a nice win over Claremont, 9-6 in Nevada. Georgia Tech continues to roll over Auburn, 13-3. Moving on, and hit Wake Forest up over West Virginia, 9, a close one there. Alabama Crimson Tide continuing to move in the right direction with an 11-3 win over Louisiana Lafayette. Game of the day was from the University of Iowa in the bubble, University of Minnesota at Miami of Ohio, in a nail biter. Was following this one from here in Minnesota. Golden Gophers win it 8-7, but Red Hawks of Miami gave the Golden Gophers all that they could handle. Proved to be the difference maker for the Golden Gophers. At 3 goals, 2 assists for Rich Limpert, Golden Gophers. Nice game there. Minnesota's off to a great start this season. I think they've got a lot to prove this year. 4-0 on the year with the win at Miami of Ohio. Going back to late last week, they beat the Hawkeyes 18-8 with Winona State 20-3 and interstate rivalry game against St. Cloud State, 19-1. So Rich Limpert really has that program focused and heading in the right direction towards that UMLC conference championship game. I know that the goal of the Gophers is to be playing in that championship game and to win that championship game and get themselves back into the NCAA national tournament. And by winning that conference tournament is the only way to get into the national tournament, as the UMLC has an uneven number of teams, so the conference championship is the only way to get into that, into the national tournament. But nonetheless, Golden Gophers have got it going early on in the season. Upcoming for them, they've got a tough stretch coming up. February 27th, they got Iowa State, and then they run into BYU. That's a great game if you're in Phoenix, Arizona. On the weekend of March 5, 6, 7, find your way to the Reach 11 Sports Complex. Check out U of M and BYU. San Diego State is going to be there. Arizona Wildcats. Don't be afraid to check out that game. So schedule very, getting very, very tough for the Golden Gophers, non-conference-wise. And then they're going to run into Minnesota Duluth. Chapman is coming up. North Dakota State. They're going to play St. John, St. Thomas, and possibly the dark horse of the UML Hato. Not a lot of people talking about them yet, but don't count them out, because they have a very good shot to win the conference championship as well. Let's bounce over to UCLA Division II side for a bit. Like I said in the beginning of the show, Division II side just a little bit slow to take off, as a lot of the schools are out of the north here yet, and the cold weather and snow has put a damper on some of the teams starting their seasons. I know St. John, St. Thomas, North Dakota State have all yet to play any games yet. I think University of Dayton has played 3. They're 3-0 on the season, and that rounds out your top four. So only one team in the top four of the national polls has played any games. But the games that have been played, will run down the scoreboards for you real quick here. Coming out of San Antonio, Texas. Texas San Antonio beats Tarleton State 12-6. Oklahoma State takes on Albion Christian, and they come out with a nice win there in Stillwater, Oklahoma, 16-6. Puget Sound over Whitman in Tacoma, Washington, 13-7. Up in Logan, Utah, Utah State takes on Fort Lewis, and they win a nail biter there, 10 to the Aggies. Moving all the way across the country to Charleston, South Carolina, Kennesaw State takes on Charleston. Kennesaw gets a win there, 14-8. Gonzaga over Central Washington, 16-8. Regis over Dort, 19-5. Stephen F. Austin and St. Edwards go at it. Stephen F. Austin comes out on top there, 12-9. Southgate Fullerton gets a big win over Channel Islands, 26-4. A big game there from Michael Willis. Pac-Man out of Huntington Beach, California. Just a freshman, but he put up 8 goals and 3 assists in that game. My goodness. Talk about a freshman to watch. Watch out. Opponents of Cal State Fullerton. Mr. Willis on the prowl. Baylor and Rice go head-to-head in a battle at Rice University in Houston, Texas. Baylor wins that 12. Depending on the national tournament participant, SCAD takes on St. Andrews, and SCAD wins that 14-11. Concordia University and Loyola Marymount do battle at Concordia University in Irvine. And Concordia wins that easily 15-3. Sam Houston State and Texas A&M Galveston. Sam Houston wins that handily 17-4. And as we look at the upcoming schedule in the MCLA Division II side, like I say, it's just getting going where these northern teams are just going to be starting their conference games here pretty quick. Take a look at some of the top teams' schedules coming up for the Division II. St. John's has got a big game coming up Saturday, February 28th at Champions Hall in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, 10 p.m. Central Time versus Elon University. Elon coming up from North Carolina. That's going to be a great battle. So anybody who wants to follow that is going to be a great early season battle of Division II perennial national tournament foes. And you've got the big game Saturday, March 14th between St. John's and North Dakota State. That's going to be up in St. Paul at Concordia University in the Seafoam Dome. That could be a preview of the conference championship game and possibly the national championship game on the Division II side. Later on down the season, a rematch of last year's national championship game on the Division II side, Grand Valley State and St. John's are going to meet in Northbrook, Illinois. That's going to be a great game. I know the Johnnies are looking for some payback for that game. Grand Valley State brings back a talented and deep team from last year. Dayton is going to be there as well. So that's going to be a great weekend series of games if you find yourself in the Northbrook, Illinois area. Check out perennial national champion University of St. Thomas and see what they're up to this season. And never count the time out of anything. They open up a very, very tough stretch to start the season. St. Thomas opens up against Missouri Valley State Saturday, March 14th, up in St. Paul, and then they go to defending national champion Grand Valley State right away, bounce to Grove City and Indiana Tech, Florida Gulf Coast. Their first 6 games are all against top 10 nationally ranked foes, so the University of St. Thomas is going to make or break their season very, very early on. But if history proves to be correct, Brian Gross is going to have those Tommies looking sharp and be ready for whatever the teams are having to throw at them. And as always, the game of the year, no matter where you're at, you've got to find your way to Oshaga City Stadium in St. Paul, Minnesota. The Johnnies and Tommies are going to light it up. 7 o'clock, Friday, April 10th, the Johnny-Tommy game. I'll say it every time. There's not a better rivalry in all sports. In varsity lacrosse, MCLA lacrosse, St. John, St. Thomas is the best rivalry in all of sports. And this lacrosse game in St. Paul is going to be absolutely amazing. Last year's game went to overtime. The Johnnies win it in a thriller. And I expect this game to be nonetheless exciting. Moving on, checking out some of the other favorites. Returning champion, Grand Valley State. They're playing, you know, a tough schedule too. Their schedule really is not starting into March yet. Saginaw State, they bounce right into St. Thomas, St. John's, North Dakota State. Those three games is pretty much going to be the season, the series of the season. Those 3 days, it's going to be absolutely amazing. The top three teams in the nation all going head-to-head with each other over those 2 days. It's going to be a prelude up to the national tournament where more than likely all three teams will meet again. Very exciting weekend coming up in March. If you have the opportunity, get to Northbrook, Illinois, and catch those three games because it's going to be absolutely outstanding lacrosse. Very, very excited for that weekend. Well, as we wrap up the show, thank our listeners for checking in and chiming in on what's going on in the land of MCLA now that the season is getting going. And we've got you up to speed on what the MCLA is, where it's been, where it's going, who the teams are. You get a little bit of taste of that. We're going to bring on some guests and some coaches, some players as this season gets going, and we invite your feedback, your call-in. Have a chat with our guests, with our coaches, with our industry specialists. So very excited about all the upcoming Laxville Live shows, and we appreciate all of our listeners and our callers for tuning in every week and supporting the transition into the Laxworm radio experience. It's been great so far. We love everybody that we've been working with. It's been a pleasure. The transition has been seamless. Just very excited to be a part of this. And for what's upcoming for our great sport, the Laxworm Radio experience has been great for all of us hosts, whose true mission is just to grow the game and promote the sport of lacrosse because we all love it so much and we're also passionate about it. That wraps up our show. I had a great time. It's amazing how fast time flies when you're having fun. I want to thank all our listeners out there for tuning in. And as we get into the meat of this MCLA season, it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's so much parity in the air this season that it's anybody's championship to win, so it's going to be fun to follow, and we're excited to bring you all the action and all the coverage. For the Laxworm Radio Experience, I've been your host, Dan Power, and you've been listening to Laxville Live. Thanks for tuning in, and check us out next week for our show. You've been listening to Laxville Live.